being taught death education. For example, in that they're made to lay down in open graves. They're made to write their own obituaries.
What?
Yes, this is going on, and it's going on all over.
Why?
Well, it's to separate the children from the parents. The teachers actually, and I don't know as they know that they're doing it, some of them definitely know it, that they're teaching the kids that the parents are archaic, their values are archaic, and, you know, we are into this new paradigm shift, and they have what they call values clarification courses, which to you and I would be no values at all. And these kids are being stripped of their very souls and their very spirits by this method. And it doesn't surprise me at all.
I've really got to tell you that there was a time when I would have just tossed this kind of verbiage away, but you know what? You said soulless, and a lot of activity going on with our youth, to me, seems soulless.
It is.
I mean, literally, without soul, without regard for human life, without soul. I mean, sort of blank-eyed, different beings.
Well, they are. The scriptures call it a seared consciousness. They don't have any conscience. But I don't think you can blame the children. I think it goes into media, it goes into their schooling, it goes into the churches failing to instill moral ethics. I mean, we've got all kinds of problems within the churches. They're almost as bad now as what they would term the heathen. In fact, I would have to almost say the heathen probably act better than a lot of the people within the church.
Ooh.
And we have all kinds of problems that have developed, and it really is exactly what the scriptures say it is.
All right, a couple of calls. I want to take some calls, and then I want to ask you about UFOs. We've got a path to go down there for sure. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Stuart Best. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, where are you, sir?
This is Jim in Hawaii.
Hi, Jim.
Well, you know, I just want to thank you, sir, for having Stuart on tonight.
Sure.
This is such an important message for the world and for our nation. I myself, too, am a Christian. I've been a missionary overseas for quite some time. I'm back in the States now. But it's appalling to me what's happening in America now. It's shocking to everyone, of course. But we must realize we're in troublous times. And I'm sure Stuart would agree with me, too. As the dear book talks about, Satan himself has been cast down to this earth, along with a third of the angels, which rebelled against God and his plan. So there's, we've got our cards stacked against us. We've got all hell breaking loose here.
That's what,
and,
all hell breaking loose.
Satan's plan is to destroy God's creation and the plan that he had. But, of course, he will fail in the end. We just have to keep going.
Not before a bunch of us go sailing off. All right, sir, thank you very much. I take it you agree with that, certainly.
Oh, yes.
You've got something here called UFOs, Gateway to Hell.
Yes.
Now, what exactly do you mean by that? We are inundated now with